from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 9525 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.
Hey listener, welcome back to our English program over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we will bring you first our news, followed by news from across Indonesia. Today in history, My Indonesia, news in brief. We continue Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, and to conclude our program for today, we present you Music Corner. That was our program summary for today over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is Ahmad Faisal with the news. First headlines. Jokowi relieved after testing LRT, says Indonesians should be proud. President Joko Widodo expressed relief on Friday after he personally tested the light rail transit or LRT system being built in Palembang, South Sumatra. He felt better than when he rode the LRT system in Europe. As quoted by Antara News Agency in Jakarta on Friday, he said, "What made him happier is that the LRT system is made of 65% local materials." He also said Indonesia should be proud because it was able to build an LRT system by itself. The Indonesian government has decided to build an LRT system to serve transportation needs during the 18th Asian Games, which will be held in Palembang and Jakarta from August 18th to September 2nd. Yogyakarta to host International Council of Women General Assembly. Indonesia will host the 35th General Assembly of the International Council of Women, or ICWCIF, in Yogyakarta from September 12th to 19th this year. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Secretary General of the Indonesian Women Congress, Titin Pamuji, said in a press conference in Jakarta on Friday, "It is a privilege and an honor for Indonesia to host the ICWCIF Congress for the first time." President Joko Widodo is expected to open the Congress at the Grand Ina Malioboro Hotel. Other activities will be held at the Village Economy Hall in the vicinity of the Borobudur Temple in Magelang, Central Java. Titin expects the event will bring together 200 delegates from 80 countries, as well as 1,000 representatives from Indonesian women's organizations, ambassadors from friendly countries, and a number of cabinet ministers. Athletics. World champion sprinter Zohri ready to meet Jokowi. Indonesian sprinter Lalu Muhammad Zohri, winner of the men's 100-meter sprint at the Under-20 World Athletics Championship, expressed his readiness to meet President Joko Widodo. The Youth and Sports Affairs Minister Imam Nahrawi invited the 18-year-old Zohri, who is still in Finland, to meet the president. As quoted by Antara News Agency in Jakarta on Friday, Zohri said he really wants to meet President, who is a great man. Zohri, who comes from the district of North Lombok in West Nusa Tenggara province, plans to return home on Tuesday, July 17, 2018. Zohri notched the fastest time of 10.18 seconds, edging out the American duo of Anthony Squart and Eric Harrison, who both clocked 10.22 seconds at the International Association of Athletics Federation World Under 20 Championships. Palembang ready to host Asian Games. The South Sumatran Provincial Capital of Palembang, which will co-host the 18th Asian Games together with Jakarta next month, is now ready for the largest Asian sporting event. In order to ascertain its readiness to host the sporting events, President Joko Widodo inspected the sports facilities and venues in the city on Friday. South Sumatra Governor Alex Nurdin greeted Jokowi upon his arrival, after which the president proceeded to the Jakabaring Sport Arena. As part of his trip to Palembang, the president is also expected to inaugurate the rowing track for the Asian Games in Jakabaring. Public Works and Public Housing Minister Basuki Hadi Mulyono, as quoted by Antara News Agency in Jakarta on Friday, said all venues for the 2018 edition of the Games in Jakabaring Sport City have been completed and are now ready to host the supporting events. Waste management absolute requirement for extending Freeport. Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Ignatius Jonan said the license extension business of mining special operations production 2x10 years of PT Freeport Indonesia was given with absolute requirement. The waste must be managed well. As stated by Antara News Agency, the requirement was given after the Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources got recommendation from Ministry of Environment and Forestry related to waste management. Minister of Environment and Forestry said the ministry keeps on observing the progress environment in one of biggest mine in the world. Indonesian government asked to pay more attention of sea cable communication. Indonesian government is asked for more attention of the condition of sea cable communication system as national asset because it is related to people interest. Regarding with interest penetration which achieved 50% of the total of Indonesian population in 2017, the system of the sea cable as the main asset connects Indonesia to outer world as the national strategic asset. Head of PT Ketrosden Trias Mitra, Titus Dondi Patria, as quoted by Antara News Agency, said the sea cable communication system can get protection and maximum law enforcement if there are people who want to break it. That's the news.
Indonesia is the largest archipelago country in the world. Indonesia, a country with diverse ethnicities, cultures, and languages, where the hospitality of its people becomes a thing to be missed. Are you dreaming of visiting this beautiful land? Come on! Realize your dream by following VOI International Quiz 2018. If you're lucky, you will get a vacation and enjoy the charm of Indonesia for free. You just need to answer the following question. 1. Please mention one or more historic buildings in Bandung that you know. 2. How do you listen to Voice of Indonesia? Streaming or shortwave? And why? 3. What is your favorite program? Send your answer along with your identity, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOIQuiz2018 at voinews.id before July 31st, 2018, 2400 hours UTC. VOI International Quiz 2018, presented by RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
From across the country, unique and interesting information from across Indonesia.
Listener, welcome to our weekly news from across the country, the segment which present interesting informations from various regions in a week. First story comes from Bogor, West Java. The regional government of Bogor received the National Achievement of Cooperative Service Order and Small and Medium Enterprises 2018 from Ministry of Cooperative and Small and Medium Enterprises. Head of the Cooperative and Small and Medium Enterprises UMKM Office Bogor, Anas Rasmana in Bogor on Thursday said that the achievement was received directly by Bogor Mayor Bima Arya Sugiarto, which was handed by Minister of Cooperative and Small and Medium Enterprises Anak Agung Gede Ngurah Puspayoga in Tangerang on Wednesday, July 11. The award cannot be separated by a number of policies issued by Mayor Bima Arya, which badly influenced the economic climate. Next story comes from Surabaya, East Java. Minister of Research, Technology and Higher Education Muhammad Nasir inaugurated Erlangga University Veterinary Hospital Education on Wednesday, which is the first veterinary hospital in Indonesia. Minister of Research, Technology and Higher Education after the inauguration said that the hospital is expected to provide learning to the lecturers and students related to the improvement of competence in the field of animal health. He suggested that Unair Veterinary Hospital is not only for pets, but also chickens, cows, and goats. The Unair Educational Veterinary Hospital has a range of modern facilities. He suggested that Unair Veterinary Hospital is not only for pets but also chickens, cows, and goats. The Unair Educational Veterinary Hospital has a range of modern facilities including surgical and radiological units, acupressure units, stem cell units, feed and health consultation units, laboratory units, hematology units, clinical pharmacy units, inpatient and healthcare units. The hospital is also completed by swimming pool and hydrotherapy, house calling, USG room, and ronjen. The last story comes from Lebak, Banten. Badui communities in Lebak Regency inland, Banten, held a ban on modern goods as opposed to local customs. The operation, which was held on Thursday, July 12, involves dozens of Badui Dalam and Badui Penamping who are appointed by indigenous elders. Badui societies must obey and adhere to customary rules that prohibit the use of modern equipments, including two-wheeled vehicles and four wheels. If in the operation found modern equipments or household equipments, it will be destroyed. While if they have a vehicle, then will coordinate with the police. Police will conduct seizure of vehicles if they really belong to Badui residents by bringing vehicle certificates such as STNK and BPKB. The operations conducted by Badui society is aimed to enforce customary rules that ban modern goods. A number of Badui residents admitted that
they were willing to use the furniture items that were destroyed because the goods are prohibited by custom. That was news from across the country.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Listener, meet again with me Putri in our regular program Today in History over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. We start from an event about the last king of Iraq. Faisal II as the king of Iraq was dead after the coup of tribe of Arab nationalists. He was the king of Iraq who ruled in 1939 up to 1958. He was 3 years old while he was appointed as the king on April 4, 1939, after the death of his father, Ghazi, because of car accident. Because Faisal II is still young enough, from April 4, 1939 until May 2, 1953, his uncle was acting as a king for 14 years. Faisal II had got full power on May 2, 1953. At that time, there was a riot in Iraq that resulted revolution under the leader Abdul Karim Qasim. King Faisal passed away on July 14, 1958. Next, we turn to another event. It was the death of Hoi Geng Imam Santoso. He was the person who died because of suffering illness on July 14, 2004. He was one of figures of Indonesian police. He was the fifth Indonesian police chief who was on duty from 1968 until 1971. When he led the Indonesian police, he first managed some units related to organizational structure at the headquarters of Indonesian police. As a result, the new structure was more dynamic and communicative. Then, he also changed the name of police leadership and the headquarters. Based on the Presidential Decision No. 52, 1969, the name of police commander was changed to be police chief. Under the leadership of Hoi Geng, the role of Indonesian police on the International Criminal Police Organization was more active. It was proven by the opening of the National Central Bureau of International Police Secretariat in Jakarta. The last event is that Mount Lokon in North Sulawesi erupted. Mount Lokon is closely located at Tomohon City. It reaches 1,580 meters high from the sea level. It erupted on July 14, 2011 at 10:45 p.m. Mount Lokon spurted out incandescent material, sand, and ash up to 1,500 meters high. Early in the morning at 24:30, Mount Lokon erupted again up to around 1,500 meters high. The volcanic material reached 600 meters high. The eruption forced more than 10,000 people in many villages, such as Kinilo, Tinor, and Kakaskasen, to evacuate to Tomohon and Manado. That was Today in History.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with daily program My Indonesia, which today is on President Joko Widodo attends National Cooperative Day commemoration. The 71st National Cooperative Day is commemorated on the 12th of July in Tangerang, Banten. In this year's commemoration, themed strengthening cooperatives, encouraging national economy, President Joko Widodo expressed his hope that one day there will be cooperatives in Indonesia that are able to grow and develop with a big turnover. According to President Joko Widodo, so far the majority of cooperatives in Indonesia are only able to raise funds in small quantities. In fact, the potential of cooperatives to be great is very open. The president also gave an example of the existing Fonterra Cooperative in New Zealand. According to him, this cooperative managed to show its existence in the field of milk production and dairy products. The president also gave another example of Ocean Spray Cooperatives in the United States. This cooperative managed to develop cranberries by collecting fruit from the farmers. Ocean Spray then develops processed products from the fruit ranging from juice, drinks, raisins to dried fruits. This cooperative also now managed to reap the profit up to $1 billion every year. The president considers that cooperatives should be a forum for innovation, and he asks cooperatives to utilize digital technology in developing their business. That way, cooperatives in Indonesia are not out of date. President Joko Widodo also asked each cooperative to create pages on social media such as Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. He also asked them to learn how to create interesting content in social media. President Joko Widodo believes by utilizing digital technology, the business undertaken by cooperatives will continue to grow rapidly. Therefore, the cooperative can reach the entire community without being impeded with the distance limitations. On the occasion, President Joko Widodo also conducted socialization of 0.5% income tax for final micro, small, and medium enterprises. The president was accompanied, among others, by Coordinating Minister for Economy Darmin Nasution and Minister of Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises Puspa Yoga. On the same occasion, Minister of Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises Puspa Yoga said his ministry is conducting total reform of the cooperatives through three strategic steps to enhance the role of cooperatives in economic growth, in accordance with the direction of President Joko Widodo. The three strategic steps are reorientation, rehabilitation, and development. Minister Puspa Yoga continued, in the 4 years of total reform, many cooperative arrangements have been successfully implemented both to the cooperative, community, and institutional drive of the cooperative itself. Cooperative growth indicators show an increase. Based on data processed by the Ministry of Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises and Central Bureau of Statistics, the contribution of cooperatives to national gross domestic product continues to increase. In 2014, the GDP of the cooperatives is only 1.71%, then it increases in 2018 to 4.48%. That was my Indonesia Today on President Joko Widodo attends National Cooperative Day commemoration. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
This is Ahmad Faisal with news in brief. President Joko Widodo expressed relief on Friday after he personally tested the light rail transit system being built in Palembang, South Sumatra. Indonesian sprinter Lalu Muhammad Zohri, winner of the men's 10-100-meter ulang. Indonesian sprinter Lalu Muhammad Zohri, winner of the men's 100-meter sprint at the Under-20 World Athletics Championship, expressed his readiness to meet President Joko Widodo. The South Sumatran provincial capital of Palembang, which will co-host the 18th Asian Games together with Jakarta next month, is now ready for the largest Asian sporting event. Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Ignatius Jonan said the license extension business of mining special operation production 2x10 years of PT Freeport Indonesia was given with absolute requirement. The waste must be managed well. Indonesian government is asked for more attention of the condition of sea cable communication system as national asset because it is related to people interest. That was the news in brief.
Indonesia is the largest archipelago country in the world. Indonesia, a country with diverse ethnicities, cultures, and languages, where the hospitality of its people becomes a thing to be missed. Are you dreaming of visiting this beautiful land? Come on! Realize your dream by following VOI International Quiz 2018. If you're lucky, you will get a vacation and enjoy the charm of Indonesia for free. You just need to answer the following question. 1. Please mention one or more historic buildings in Bandung that you know. 2. How do you listen to Voice of Indonesia? Streaming or shortwave? And why? 3. What is your favorite program? Send your answer along with your identity, passport number, and passport expiry date to voiquiz2018@voinews.id before July 31st, 2018, 2400 hours UTC. VOI International Quiz 2018, presented by RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 9525 kHz, you can also listen to audio streaming www.voi.co.id. Listener, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to geplak, typical food from Bantul, Yogyakarta province. Stay tuned. Listener, some people say that Jogja is a city which is friendly and sweet as geplak. Geplak is one of traditional foods from Bantul, Yogyakarta. In the past, geplak was made from young coconut sugar, pandanus leaf, vanilla, rice flour, glutinous rice flour, granule sugar, and water. Geplak had sweet taste which was from coconut and palm sugar. Thus, geplak in the past was staple food replacing rice when famine season happened. Geplak is also one of evidences that Jogja people's tongue likes sweet taste. Listener, today, geplak becomes trademark for Bantul because Bantul has nickname called Geplak City. Besides being well known as Geplak City, Bantul has been well known as coconut and cane producers since the Dutch era. Being rich with coconut, Bantul may cause the coconut price to be cheaper. To make coconut is more valuable, Bantul makes geplak. From the production of geplak, the value of coconut and cane gives added value. More importantly, the local residents have new livelihood which can increase their incomes. Listener, in the past, Geplak only had two colors, white and brown. Now, Geplak is more colorful, such as yellow, light red, and green. However, the raw ingredients of Geplak still use natural ones without using preservatives. Besides its colors, Geplak flavors are also varied. They are ginger, peanut, durian, strawberry, and orange. Listener, making geplak is simple. The coconut meat is sorted and then it is soaked with coconut water until the oil disappears. Afterwards, it is cleaned and shredded. Then, it is put into pan which contains of sugar while being cooked. Then, it is given flavor in accordance with desire. The dough is shaped of balls and then fried. To cook it must be well done so that geplak can be durable. Geplak is suitable to be souvenirs. If you visit Jogja, especially Bantul, this geplak is sold only 20,000 rupiah per 1 kilogram. The geplak is packed into besek, a natural container which is made from plaited bamboo. Listener, geplak is too sweet for a person who tries it for the first time. If you want to enjoy geplak, you should drink a cup of strong coffee. Thus, you will enjoy your geplak with coffee. That was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Putri Safiti Ardila. Thank you for listening. Thank you for still being with us in Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia or to our email address english@voi.co.id or to voi.english@gmail.com. Listener now, let's listen to Miscellany.
Miscellany. Miscellany on Indonesia. A segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Miscellany, a regular segment featuring various aspects of Indonesia, including art and culture, technology and environment, even lifestyle. Today's edition will be featuring International Gamelan Festival 2018. The city of Solo in Central Java province is known as a cultural city. The cultural heritage in Solo is very diverse and has made the city an interesting tourist destination. No wonder Solo is often asked to be the host for festivals of local cultural nuances. After previously holding Solo International Performing Arts, Solo Batik Carnival and Solo Keroncong Festival, in August 2018 it will host the International Gamelan Festival 2018. Gamelan, by the way, is ancient traditional Japanese orchestra handed down from generation to generation and has thriven even in many countries. The International Gamelan Festival 2018 is scheduled from August the 9th until 17th. The event will be held at various iconic locations in Solo City, among others, Vastenburg Fortress, Isi Solo, City Walk Slamet Riyadi, Dalem Joyo Kusuman, Lokananta, and others. The festival, which is held for the first time in Indonesia, will be filled with a series of activities laden with philosophical values, including diaspora gamelan from various countries and disciplines. In addition to gamelan performances, this international festival will be enlivened with exhibitions about gamelan seminars, gamelan concerts at palace sites, folk gamelan concert, to the publication of books about the ins and outs of gamelan art. Director General of Culture Education and Culture Ministry, Hilmar Farid, said the implementation of the International Gamelan Festival this time is intended as a homecoming momentum for gamelan after traveling around the world, because gamelan has been wandering to various places in the archipelago and the world since centuries ago. Through the International Gamelan Festival 2018, this event will become the gathering of gamelan community from various regions in the archipelago and from all over the world. Accommodating various gamelan art groups, artists, and cultural observers to appreciate each other and pour thoughts after traveling around the world. This year, there are 10 gamelan groups from many countries, coming from England, Scotland, Ireland, the United States, the Philippines, the Netherlands, Japan, Singapore, Malaysia, and Hungary. For the local community, there are 22 gamelan groups from Solo, 10 studios in Solo, 10 schools in Solo, and 5 groups each from Boyolali, Karanganyar, Sragen, Sukaharjo, Klaten, and Wonogiri. That was Miss Leni today with the topic International Gamelan Festival 2018.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another Miss Leni on Indonesia.
Indonesia is the largest archipelagic country in the world. Indonesia, a country with diverse ethnicities, cultures, and languages, where the hospitality of its people becomes a thing to be missed. Are you dreaming of visiting this beautiful land? Come on! Realize your dream by following VOI International Quiz 2018. If you're lucky, you will get a vacation and enjoy the charm of Indonesia for free. You just need to answer the following question. 1. Please mention one or more historic buildings in Bandung that you know. 2. How do you listen to Voice of Indonesia? Streaming or shortwave? And why? 3. What is your favorite program? Send your answer along with your identity, passport number, and passport expiry date to voiquiz2018@voinews.id before July 31st, 2018, 2400 hours UTC.
VOI International Quiz 2018, presented by RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back with me, Putri, in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will introduce you Once Mekel. To initiate our segment, Music Corner for today, let's listen to a song entitled Menaklukkan Dunia, sung by Once Mekel feat. Shakira Jasmine. Enjoy the song.
Dalamnya lautan akan kuarungi, gunung yang menjulang pastikan ku daki.
Rintangan yang datang takkan menghalangi segala niat yang telah kita yakini.
Kadang aku harus menyatu dan juga saling melengkapi untuk menggapai semua.
Listener, you've just listened to the first song entitled Menaklukkan Dunia, sung by Once Mekel feat. Shakira Jasmine. Menaklukkan Dunia is one of official theme songs of ASEAN Games 2018, which will be held in Jakarta and Palembang. Its lyric encourages us to be the best and never gives up conquering the world, even though sea and mountain become obstacles. The rhythm of lyric of Menaklukkan Dunia, which is full of spirit, certainly represents the theme of ASEAN Games 2018, namely Energy of Asia. Listener, Once Mekel is more known as ex-vocalist of Dewa 19 band, but the character of his vocal, which is typical and strong, makes Indonesian music lovers be able to be easy to know Once's works. Listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Hidup Ini.
Hidup ini harusnya bukan cuma perhentian sementara yang tiada bermakna. Bukan hanya pencarian akan semua keindahan fana yang pasti ada akhirnya. Temukan kembali sesuatu yang sejati jauh di sana bagi. Temukan lagi di dalam dirimu. Hidup ini mestinya bukan cuma peran sandiwara yang harus kita mainkan. Tenggelam dalam kerasnya cerita yang melelahkan lagi diri.
Listener, you are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in the segment Music Corner, which is discussing about Once Mekel. The lyric of Hidup Ini reminds us that life should have a meaning, although it is only temporary. Thus, we should find our identity and conscience in our heart in order this life has more meaning, because life is not only seeking the mortal beauty. Along with Dewa 19 or soloist, certainly many Once Mekel's works have romantic themes, but some of them have also the themes of life spirit and positivity, such as Hidup Ini, Generasi, and Simfoni Yang Indah. Listener, to conclude our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen to the following two songs entitled Simfoni Yang Indah and Generasi. I'm Putri Safirella, thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Alun sebuah simfoni, kata hati disadari, merasuk sukma kalbuku, dalam hati ada satu, manis lembut bisikanmu, merdu lirik suara.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's sounds.
Kamu bahagia mengenal diriku sama seperti aku bahagia mengenalmu. Tidak masalah berbeda dan ragu, kamu dan aku sama-sama mencari tahu kemana kita akan melangkah, menemukan apa dan berbuat apa. Kita generasi yang penuh harapan dan selalu mencari, ingin merasakan dahsyatnya dunia yang sebenarnya, dunianya kita. Kamu rasakan, aku pun rasakan, apa yang sangat menjadi pertanyaan kita. Genggam tanganku menggapai mimpi, kamu dan aku sama-sama mencari tahu kemana kita akan melangkah, menemukan apa dan berbuat apa. Kita generasi yang penuh harapan dan selalu mencari, ingin merasakan dahsyatnya dunia.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.